This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary.
Hello to another episode of Winspiration Radio. And today, it's just you and me. We are in the week before the Winspiration Day. It's the first week of May. And on the 7th of May is Winspiration Day. And I want to encourage you to use this week, and especially the 7th of May, as really a special day in your life. Make it an extraordinary day in your life. And I will give you more information. What is Winspiration Day? How it started? What will happen this year? And what it could mean for you and all of us. First of all, I guess we are all on the same page when we think, the world could be a little bit better. Life could be a bit better. There's so much stress going on in the world. Separation, war, fighting. Schools, are they really preparing for a good future? Are they really bringing the best out of the kids? So it's a lot of things where we can focus and complain or go in a kind of victim mode. Yeah, there is a lot what could be better. But when we say we want to have the world better, maybe we have no chance. Because isn't it so that the world is already super good? Is the world not beautiful? Like Sedgman was thinking, a beautiful world? Isn't it more that we humans are the problem? That we create all the stress? It's not the world. Even if I know, there can be earthquakes and everything, volcanoes and floods. A lot of nature can also stress us. But mainly, and we saw it in the tsunami in Thailand, when the big wave came, that the animals felt it, went higher, and had not a problem. It was just, let's say, the stupid tourists who lost the connection to the nature, went to the beach to make photos. They were not prepared. So if we would understand the nature better, maybe we had less stress. But for sure we can say today, even with 8 billion people on planet Earth, we have enough food for everybody. For everyone is enough food. We have so much money on planet Earth, we are even not really printing it anymore. It's just an electronic thing we created all day. It is the system. It is the distribution system. What is the problem? It is not that we don't have enough. And the problem for us humans is, and I will share it with the topic of love, why we are not really fully happy and not really feeling enough. And when I'm not feeling enough inside, then I'm looking outside. Can the outside help me? And here we come to the topic of love. Anyway, on the duality level, There is always the kind of problem that it's very important what we see and what we focus on. Sometimes I say, maybe you have a stiff neck. What does that mean? You see only one part of the whole thing. For example, if you look up, you can see the ceiling. But if you have a stiff neck and always need to look up, you never will see the floor. And maybe you believe there is no floor. If you always look at darkness, maybe you got the illusion there is no light. If you always look at war, maybe you don't realize how much peace is there. And so on. On the duality level, we have both polarities. They are there. But it's our choice what we see and where we give energy. And sure, we are living in a world where we have this so-called, capitalism who only thinks of money. Don't get me wrong, I'm not really against capitalism because we need exchange systems. That's beautiful what the good capitalism, the fair capitalism can do. But if you misuse it and if you change the purpose in life is not money. It's how we can use money for a good life. It is the same, like I often say, look at your body. You need blood, otherwise you can't live. But the meaning of life is not collecting as much blood as possible. That's not the truth. So the purpose is the meaning, why we are doing things, what it's all about. And then, we might be needing blood or gas for the car or money for whatever. But for it, we need rules to have a better living together, not to control or forbid things. So, said that before. Most people grow up and get often stressed already while as embryo in the womb. But the mama under stress, if it's stress just from maybe lack of food, is it maybe kind of stress from, outside fights, fear, the baby gets it all and don't understand it. And here is a very important point. We come, we have the birth, we come out of the womb. So far we didn't speak. We only felt. It was only vibrations. And now in the world, we need to learn because they force us to speak. We learn words. And later, as so-called adults, we speak and we personally give a meaning to what we say and get in the illusion the other person gets what I said. But it's not the truth. People react more, get more the vibration. That's why it's so good also, and I had an interview also with Johan Ilgenfritz, who is the founder of UK Health Radio, and he said, yes, he consciously chose radio because if we really want to listen, we often close the eyes. If we really want to listen, we don't focus on the outside. We with us. Because that's how we started our journey. Not with words, just with feelings. We are all frequencies and we live a frequency. And my classical example in workshops is always the word problem. So many people use the word problem, but if you careful and look only at the letters, the meaning of the words is problem. It's pro is something good. But someone used it with a kind of more of problematic energy, contra energy. And now you can say pro and everybody feels, the different energy. It depends on the energy. Everything depends on the energy. And that is so important also for us to understand. We have frequency and energy. So in which energy we go through life? Is this our frequency or is the frequency from the outside? Is this the frequency from yous who try to manipulate us? I grew up with parents who tried to, they say manipulate me with guilt or fear. If you don't do this, you don't get that. If you and God sees it and everything. So he created also a picture of a kind of more, let's say bad and punishing God than the loving God. And here I come to the topic of love. What is really love? Is this a fantasy? Do we just dream of it? Is this something real or is there? We're just making something up? Is love coming from nature? Or are we using it for Valentine's Day as marketing and sell more? What is your deep, deep, deep belief about love? What do you feel about it? What do you really want? I'm not sure if it comes from nature. Yeah, we can see there are some animals when they marriage, they stick together or take care of each other, but there are also animals where the parents eat the kids. And maybe in nature, in the beginning at least, it was just about the survival. So we took care of kids to survive, not just because we loved them. We needed them. Until today, if you look outside, do you have the feeling that all parents are full of love for the kids? I guess we would treat kids different. We wouldn't have the misuse of children. We wouldn't kill children. We wouldn't make children to soldiers. Have not the work we use them for in different countries. Or in some countries, in poor countries, we need to produce them to survive. That's our pension plan. When is really the love of a mother there? And is the real love of the mother, or is this just used to be? Now it's modern to love the kids, so-called love the kids. Are we really loving them? Or sometimes I feel there are moms who says, okay, I better love my kids, otherwise I need to do something different, and I prefer to be the mom. And that's why I love also to talk about love, because it's just my personal journey also, what I see and what is my work today. I grew up in a family where I didn't feel the love. I didn't feel the trust I could have to my parents. So I grew up with not trusting. But that is the most important thing for a child, to feel safe and ideally happy and loved. That there was born where the parents are, you can have the feeling. And then we dream of so-called unconditional love. Just, oh, I am. It's just me. Can I be like I am? But most kids need to learn to adapt the survival strategy and then the connection also to other dimensions, to the spiritual world, is gone. So, and then when we don't have it in the childhood, we are longing all life. And then because we didn't get it from the outside, we are looking for the solution also on the outside. Mother Teresa said, the hunger for love, or better said, to get rid of the hunger for love from the outside, is harder to get rid of than the hunger for bread. And that's why we always see for love, people do a lot of things. And we know if a baby doesn't get body contact, it will die. So a lot of people prefer bad strokes than no strokes. But we can understand if we grow up with this problem that we as adults, if we really didn't have the solution, we can't feel enough. We will always compensate. We will always look on the outside and someone else should get it. Or we're so much in stress and trauma that we need to fight. That we are not really loving our life. That we are not really loving to be alive. But that's the only thing what we have here, this life. We have it for a short while. And it doesn't matter what kind of material stuff we have. Nothing you can take with you later. And we all will one day lose our body. Or the body will leave us. So, this is part of the Winspiration Day that we start understanding, wow, I should be really, really happy and full of joy to be alive. It should have, if I understand how valuable it is. And someone made this kind of expression, what if I give you tomorrow morning a million or 10 million or 100 million or a billion, but you have only 3 days to live. Would you take the billion? Would you take the million? Normally, I guess not. It says, nah, I think my life, my time on planet Earth is more valuable than the big money. But the crazy thing is, if you ask people like this, they choose the time. But if you don't ask them, then they invest 40 years working for money. What seems not so important if you ask the other question. So it's about having the right balance. Do you have enough good blood? Do you have enough good air? Do you have enough money for being really alive? But first of all, do you really use every hour you have to be really happy deep inside? And then you need to understand you can't get the solution from the outside. So what the parents didn't give you, nobody else can give you. Best, you give it yourself. So the deepest love of all, great song, the greatest love of all is inside of you. So there we need to look. But the problem is we're looking in on the outside. We are teaching, you need this partner, you need this, and all the music fans, all the, wow, here, I can't live without you, and all what comes in the song. So when I say, don't focus on money, focus on really the happiness, the joy, and find the love inside of you, I don't want to say you shouldn't have money. I wrote a book also, Millionaire Spirit. But it's the same, like I said, with the blood. Yes, it's good to have blood. It's good to have enough blood. Have good blood. But be careful that you're not losing the meaning of life. If your purpose is big, you can make more money for the purpose. So it is so important to be happy. It is so important to have the meaning and the purpose in life. That you know what you need. Otherwise, people of the outside decide you need to have this. And it's a crazy thing that we say you're only successful, or we call people successful, you have a big car, a big house, and everything. But it's wrong. Everybody of us is 100% successful. If you understand the law of cause and effect, all the effects you have in your life, you created the cause for it. And it's a tricky thing, but manipulation from the outside. Just call only this successful what they want you to work for. Having a good relationship can be a huge success. Having a good relationship with kids can be a huge success. Having a good relationship with yourself, extremely good. Success. Success, as Nightingale said, is then realization, the progressive realization of a worthy goal ideal. So are we going this way, or are we just full on, oh, this is a status symbol, this is a status symbol, I need to have this. Then you work your ass off for other people. Like there is a saying, people buy from money what they most not have, things they don't need, just to impress others. And quite often they don't know them, for sure. Most of the time they do not like them. So that is a crazy thing in life. And Winspiration Day is really the day. Have one day a year. And let's start with one day. I suggest you have more. But it's one day. We say, this is my day. And it's ideal this year. It's a Sunday. For most people, the possibility not to go to the office, stay at home. It's my day to focus from the morning to the evening on, wow, how great it is to be alive. What is good in the world? What is good in nature? What is good? Why is it good to be alive? And maybe celebrate it with your family. What if everybody in the family says, wow, happy to be alive, happy to be here? And what is the potential, the purpose, potential of us being together? The same thing you can do in a company. But what the whole city would do this? What if the whole world would do this at least one day, focus on, wow, how great it is to be alive, how great it is to live together, how stupid it is to kill each other. In my book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul, I have this example of the Gaza fence. On one side is a mom with a kid, on the other side is a mom with a kid. And both moms dream that their kid can live a good quality life and peace and happiness. But they teach throwing stones. Why? They are afraid if they would just go for peace, the others would win. They're afraid. They don't trust. And the main thing is that we trust each other. And the nonviolent communication, Joe Rosenberg, he showed what was possible to go to someone as an American and the Orient and have a kind of Arabs. And then he was called murderer. And you find it on YouTube, the sequence. And it took 1 hour. But understand, they really lost family members because of American bombs. And he, as an American, was standing there. And after an hour, they were sitting together, having a meal together, and could be close. Because it's sure of one level that the enemies, when we identify us live the role of a soldier or whatever. But if we go a little bit deeper, then we see we are all the same. We are all the same, longing for the same. And the moment where we really can connect and say, I see you, I understand the pain, peace is possible.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
And now I want to share the four levels of love. There is an American author, and this lady is focusing on the topic of love. And she, Nassie Shimoff, says there are four levels, and at least she uses the four levels. And I think it's a good idea to be aware of that. Number one, the level one is no love. Yes, there is no love. Sometimes maybe we acted with no love, hate or whatever, no love. Or just totally neutral, ignoring the emotions, what happens in the animal kingdom. Yeah, maybe no love. The next level is love because of bad reasons. Oh, can be love bad? And she explains there are bad reasons to love because sometimes people just love you and keeps them dependent, to keep them dependent. It can be just simply sex, but it can be also in an individual relationship. And we all, I guess, saw movies where we have this strong mom and manipulating with love the man, not the boy anymore, the man, and then the man kills other young girls instead of killing the mom because he didn't stand up there. We all saw those kind of examples. We love to make people dependent. And a lot of those, if you really look. If you look TV, soap operas and everything, and listen how they talk to each other, what is this? A lot of that is love because of bad reasons. The third level is love because of good reasons. Oh, that sounds interesting. There are good reasons. And love for good reasons, what does that mean? Love for good reasons mean, oh yeah, I love you. It can be affection. It can be also the mom. It can be the boss for an employee, everything. But it's only working as long you love back, as long you do what's pleasing me. So it is not the bad reason to manipulate you this way or to make you dependent, but it is, I only love you if I feel good with it. If it's good if you stay to this club, if you really praise mom or whatever. So bad reason, good reasons, both needs reason. So both is not unconditional love. There we have number four, unconditional love. I love you whatever you do, whatever you've done or not done. And that is a difficult one, a really difficult one. And we're coming back to Mother Teresa, who says, wow, how difficult it is to get rid of the hunger of love. And that's why better with bad reasons, or good reasons even better. But where do I get really unconditional love? That's what I expected. But unconditional love, expecting from the outside, is difficult because you're not ready to feel it. For you also, it is a dependency. So it is really a difficult thing. And now in these times of war in Ukraine and whatever, or is the Chinese there, whatever, or is the neighbor, love, what happens with criminals? Can we love everyone? Can we love Putin? And here it comes. Love and accepting what they're doing is a totally different thing. I can love you whatever you do, but I don't like the behavior, or I don't accept the behavior. So, we know it's not so common, these unconditional love. But what if it would be possible, there would be unconditional love? Would you be interested in feeling it? Or would you be ready to receive it? How do you go through your day? Are you really expecting it? Are you preparing for it? Or you always, where is the war? Where is separation? Where is the fight? Where I am manipulating, where you are manipulating, we're all not the superheroes in unconditional love. But what if we would go there? And this is also the Winspiration Day that we say, oh, wow, imagine a day it would be like this. And you will find out if you take a day for yourself and say, wow, today I love to be alive. I love myself. I love why I'm here on planet Earth. If you focus on this, the love, you're totally not interested in fighting with someone. And there comes a very, very tricky thing. What is not so easy to go through if you don't understand it. You are not your body. You are not your emotions. So, really, you are not your emotions. And we're coming back. What happens in the world? We're just feeling emotions. We're just feeling frequencies. We are not thinking through what is happening here. What is mom having? We're just feeling mommy as something. But we don't know why is she reacting or acting like this. So we are starting to react. And we get the idea, oh, here comes the frequency, here comes whatever, chemical stuff. We are reacting and maybe start to believe this how we are. Especially when we're then out of the world, when we really 1, 2, 3 years old, everybody's telling us, you are, look in the mirror, that's you. And they start to identify us with the body. So we get in the trap that we are the body, that we are the emotions. But it's not true. We have the body. Our soul, our true self is so much bigger. Our consciousness is not just in the body, it's more. But if you understand that, that you have emotions and you don't identify you anymore with the emotions, then you don't need to react because of the emotions. And that is what most people do. They can't stand their emotions and then they react to it. And they do something not to feel the stress. People say, I am angry. No. Okay, my body has the chemicals of anger. Okay, I can feel the anger. But I am not angry. And it's very important if you're thinking about health. A lot of people say, I have this and this sickness. I have cancer. No, body has. Not you. Sounds maybe a little bit new for you, but it's really true. If you have a car, would you say, I am having a flat tire? Or would you say, the car has a flat tire? Do you have a scratch or the car has a scratch? Are you running out of gas or the car has no gas? Whatever. Do you need a cleaning or does the car need a cleaning? The more you get aware that the body has a problem, you focus different and can solve it different. You don't identify yourself with it. And then healing is easier. And then you don't need to blame others. You can control your emotions better and you can use the possibilities to create emotion. More joy, more power, more energy for whatever you want. And here we're coming back to the Winspiration Day. Hey, it's a day of really being so joyful to be alive, understanding you create yourself. It's not about finding yourself. It's about creating and shaping you. And we all know today about epigenetic and everything that we can create us. We can shape us. Even we can have the DNA as we want. We can do this if we're conscious enough to do this. And here comes something what was difficult for me. And don't get me right, I'm not a superhero yet. I'm not a super guru and living all time with unconditional love. But more and more, better and better. But it was really tough when, from good reasons to going to unconditional love, there comes a moment that was really difficult and I wanted to go back. And I share you with my example. I had a big office in Hamburg. I was a lawyer, a tax accountant, different other companies, and a big office, 5 stories, employees, whatever. And I was in big, big, big stress. And we were always investing. And I had always credit loans from the bank. And so my bank statements was always minus because we were investing the next step, the next step. And one day I decided, stop. I don't want loans from bank anymore. And then I stopped it. And let's make it simple. I had a minus million. Million and minus, wow, big number. But if you go in the bank, it was great. They offered me tea, they gave me cookies, it was a great greetings, great relationship. But now I changed my mind and worked back, paid back. And one day I had a statement with zero. Intellectually, I was a million richer. Million minus and zero is a million richer. My net worth grew a million. But what happened? First of all, I didn't get tea and cookies anymore because I was a zero also for the bank. Not an interesting customer. But all my emotional system, I was for years used to deal with minus. I was used to deal with limits and investments and something went wrong. I was a problem solver. And now, no problem, just a zero. It felt so empty. All the strong emotions I had before, doing something, reaching out, do we have enough money? Can money come in? And all the stressy stuff created chemicals in my body. And suddenly, nothing. Didn't need it anymore. So that was a tricky thing because all my feelings, I was used to the other person, the other ego. And it's like if you're used to drugs, you need the dope. You need the really, really chemicals what created it. And then going through this and feeling nothing and not saying this is the shitty emptiness. I'm nothing anymore. I'm a zero. I'm nothing. I'm and nothing worse. And really get it. I'm not my body. I'm not the emotions. I don't need the stressy emotions to keep me there where it is not the really the happiness. Why in problems? Why are always living the risky life? Why having always the stressy chemicals? Why being a drug addict? Why I'm not free of the drugs? If you understand that you are not the drug addict, that the body needs it, the car needs something, not the driver, then you can understand and come out of it. And then I realized it's not the emptiness. In this emptiness, I could find myself. And in this emptiness of stress, this emptiness of, I want to say, self-deception, really clearness, you come to the true I am. And then it doesn't matter what happens on the outside. Then you can come to unconditional love. And it's really strange. It was not easy for me to skip the cookies from the bank, to skip the chemicals, but discovering what is the direction nirvana, why you can smile just because you're so extremely happy. It's a journey. But it's a journey worthwhile. And if we come back to the top 5 regrets of the dying, the one what they regret is, I didn't live my true self. And that is what the journey is all about. And that's why we need a day, a time, And, you know, a lot of people dedicate every day at least an hour. Is it meditation or whatever? To themselves. It's their me time. Or in this way, don't mix me with ego. It's their true self time. Yeah, we need on this planet Earth go in a kind of role. Okay, what are we playing here? What kind of ego we need? What job I do? What is my profession? What I'm doing? And doing it good. And it's a kind of limitation because we get rid of all the other possibilities when we do one thing. But we don't need to identify with the limitation. We always should be identified with our true self, because not really identified, it's the identity. And the Winspiration Day is a day where I focus on my identity. And guess what? Everybody on planet Earth, when we know everybody is unique, unique fingerprint. Everybody has a unique life. Everybody lives a new, very individual life because nobody else is looking through your eyes. It's not experiencing. Like Bhagavad Gita says, you don't, even if there is a family with more kids, all the kids don't have the same parents because the moment they give birth to this child, there were different parents than with the first child. Always is changing. Nobody has the same life. And that's why we shouldn't get the solution for all our problems first on the outside, it's on inside. And the most problems we create because of our belief system. But whatever happens, and life is not without problems, everybody gets a kind of stress or trauma in life. Because it's a different thing. Just being in the non-duality or on the duality level. But we can reduce the suffering. And we can have a huge amount of joy. And this is Winspiration Day. And it's not just a spiritual day. No, it's also a business day. We will talk business. What is the right business? Is the business purpose-driven? Is this a business solves problems for the people? Is the humanity the main focus? Are humans in the middle of all our efforts to make a better world, to make a better life? Is the government really focusing on, can we solve problems for the people? Can we help every child to live their individual strengths, gifts, make them strong? Or are we still misusing the kids for our business? And we need to turn a lot around. But it's important that we as humans want it. And it's important, when you said everybody is successful, that we understand that we are creating the so-called subconscious field, unconscious field, where we give all our thoughts. All our thoughts create together kind of morphogenetic field. And those who are born into it and not aware, they act because of the field. They're not acting because of their true individual frequency. They go with the collective frequency. And we have different cultures. It's good. But if you're not aware, you just follow the culture you're born into.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Winspiration Day is a day where we focus on our true potential. That we are capable of making really agreements with another, because if everybody is focusing on their personal individual growth and respects others, then we can create cooperation. It's not just collaboration, it's cooperation. That is a kind of super teamwork. This is the basis for win-win. And so we want to inspire everybody. You have the power, even if you don't see it yet. You have the power to create the best life you have. You already 100% successful. You just focus on the cause and you will have different effects. And if we do this together, we all could theoretically at the moment. But we have the power. If we together, just imagine if 8 billion people, democratic, would decide what is the quality of life, the vision, how we live together 2050 or 2060. If we create this picture and then we vote and let's say 5 billion people, 6 billion people vote for that. And we all say, okay, let's see this, believe this, work for this. We would create an extraordinary future. We have the power, but we don't have the consciousness yet. And we have not the agreement yet. We are not really free enough. We're so full of fear that I'm not sure if this is working. If you do this, can I trust you? Well, what if we could trust this agreement? We could trust this vote. And then 2050 or 2060, whenever it is, we could decide, interesting, we love it, we keep it, or we make it even better. We have the power. Human beings have the power. And we are focusing so much on all these problems on the 3D world. And you should know modern science and physics, the Nobel Prize this year went to people who said all what we believe so far is not true. Einstein relativity theory, that's the space-time thinking, this is an example. What is fundamental is not fundamental. We know it today. Modern science knows it today. And like the relativity theory worked for a lot of areas and created GPS or made it possible for us. Now there is a new time, new fundamental ideas are coming, and we will have so much more new technology on the horizon, and we can be faster than the speed of light. We can maybe travel to different galaxies. What if? But for the moment, let's stay here in our everyday life. What if we could be happy every day? We could be happy every day, happy to be alive, living our truth, our gift we can bring to the world. What if? And here's a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 is the best, if it would be possible, how ready are you to accept it, to receive it, if we know it is possible? And whatever number you picked, just check, why didn't you pick a lower one? And then follow, then there is a reason why you say, nah, could be good. And what if, and I believe, that's why I always say the best is yet to come, if you look at the history of humanity, it always goes to the better. Even if we create more destroying power, but that's on the level of duality, logically the opposite. But a lot of things are so much better, but we often don't see it. On Inspiration Day, we, myself, part of an event in Berlin where we show a lot of possible startups, possibilities, what the new is not really showing, how good the world is, what kind of solutions we have for cleaning the air, for whatever problems we have, there are solutions. And on the duality level, there need to be a solution. where the problem is, must be the solution. That is law. So I recommend, look on the 7th of May, that you really make it your power day. And also for 2024, mark the 7th of May already in your calendar. And if you like, Johan Nilgen Fritz, the founder of UK Health Radio, will also be in Berlin and have a speech there. Here you see also where the live stream is possible. It's a free live stream. We only ask you for donate €7 for Kids in Need. That's we are supporting there that day. And learn and see possibilities. The main event is in German language, but Johan will speak English. Yes, and on YouTube you can also have subtitles directly in your language. If you be part of the Winspiration Day live stream, super great. If not, share it anyway that everybody knows about it. But you, it's your life. It's your day. Make it the best day in your life so far in this year. And promise yourself, it's so great to be alive. Love yourself. Love to be alive. And create the best version of life for you. Happy Winspiration Day. This was another episode of Winspiration Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenburg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.